I've been seeing many pictures of paths as we've been worshiping, and I have been asking God, what is it that you're saying? I've seen a path going through a cavern, a very clear, specific path that's well lit. I've seen paths going through mountains. I've seen paths in cities. And paths going through deserts. And in every path, there's a very clear designated path. And yet around that path is almost like things crowding in. And even in the desert, there was the storm brewing behind. And this is the word that I feel God saying, because I say, God, what is that? You know, and I went to, looked up paths and went to Psalm 25. In verse 4, it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. And very simple word, but I feel God saying he has a designated path for each one of us. His word is a lamp unto our feet, and he lights our way. And we just need to keep our eyes focused on him. He has a specific path for each of us, a very different path, clearly, for each of us. It's the path of righteousness. It's his way, his will. But that we need not fear. I almost feel like there's fear as things crowd in and the desert storm rages behind us. And yet if we keep our eyes on him, we keep pressing ahead. This is what I felt he said. Also in Psalm 25, verse 12, where it says, who then is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. God will instruct you upon your path. And my encouragement is that we keep ourselves fully immersed in him. Lord, we delight in you tonight. We thank you, Father God, that we are one with you, that our paths are designated by you, Father God. Very clear, well-lit paths, safe, Lord, paths of righteousness, Father God. Paths where you will instruct us, you will guide us, Lord. We need not fear, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that your ways, your will, and your purposes are to prosper. You love each person, your Father God, and your heart is for their goodness, for the developing of your kingdom, Father God. So tonight, Lord, we declare your victory over every person's life here. We bind the plans of the enemy where he comes to crowd in, to cause fear, discouragement, take us off our paths. And we declare, Father God, your joy, your destiny, your purposes, your light, your will, Father God. Have your way. Reign supreme, Lord Jesus. Reign supreme, Father God. We push back the enemy. We push you back, Satan, in Jesus' name. And we say you have no place over this church and these people. And we declare, Lord, your victory, your light, your life, your purposes, your future, your hope, your love. Father God, pour in your spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, flood this place. Flood our minds, our hearts. Set us free, Lord. Free to be all that you want us to be. Free to run on those paths, Lord, that you have purposed for each one of us.
It's just, if you'll just pray in the background just for a little while. Just give still our hearts and just allow some time to respond to what God is saying to you.
that I am all that you need. Just believe in me. Just believe in me.
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Just with the words being shared, reminded again of this living water that God has given to us. That we don't have to be thirsty anymore. That God has given us all that we need through His Son, through His Savior. And the words that were spoken over us and the songs that were sung over us, just to remind ourselves again not to fear, not to worry, that God has given us this living water and that we need to be reminded again of how much God loves us. That He gave us this living water and that he's got a plan, He's got a purpose for us, that through this living water, through Him working through us, can we achieve things in Him. And it was just, again, just a reminder of this water, that don't be thirsty again, because God has given us everything through His Son. In Jesus' name.